clearly today the theme of all the readings and the psalm is intercessory prayer. Pray. We have this example here of Esther. You know the story, right? Haman had arranged with the king to have all the Jews of the empire killed. And Mordecai, Haman's enemy, a Jew, the uncle of Esther, to be hanged on a great big pole to die. And Mordecai got word to Esther and said, don't think just because you're in the king's palace that you're going to be spared this. She hadn't even heard about it before. So she prays, and we have her prayer. Now, she's really in trouble, isn't she? Her whole people are going to be massacred. She herself is going to be killed. So she lay prostrate on the ground, together with her handmaids. They probably weren't Jews, but if the boss says pray, they're going to pray, you know, and they'll help her. You see, from morning until evening, and this is what she prayed, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you. Before she says anything else about help us, blessed are you. That's prayer. You are blessed. You are great. You are holy. You have chosen us. We are your people. We are in your hands. Now, she's the only Jewess in this huge palace. Huh? Help me, who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me, who am alone and have no one but you. Now, what was the help? God gave her, the king had an order, nobody comes into my presence unless I invite them. And if anybody comes and disobeys that, they'll be killed. That was the, you see. So what does she do? She prays, she fasts, and then she gets dressed in her finery, and she takes her life in her hands and goes in to the king. So you see, there's prayer. But the prayer may not be, poof, all your problems are solved. May not be the answer. The answer may be, pray, and then do something. And risk if you have to. But know that know from the Lord, this is what you're supposed to be doing. But do it. See? That's prayer. So the psalm, you see, celebrates that, right? Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. That's the refrain. We all just said it, right? You know, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, you know, Lord, I pray. We got to think about what we're doing. You see, and then I give you thanks with all my heart, for you've heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. And he goes on, you heard my prayer. You heard my prayer. I praise you. So you see, prayer starts with what? Lord, bless your name. You are blessed. You are great. You are holy. I trust you. You are my Father. And then, but look, right now, we're in trouble. The church in the whole of the United States is in trouble. The church in Washington is in trouble. Now, hear us, guide us, change it. And if you want us to do something, move us to it. You see? And so then, we get to the glory and praise, you see? And what's the intercession? Create a pure heart for me. That's what we just said, right? Give me back the joy of your salvation. First thing we need is a pure heart, concentrated on God. Clean heart means a heart that's all well, left the whole. It doesn't have stuff going this way and that way. That's why Jesus said, blessed are these pure of heart, right? For they'll see God. They'll see him at work in this life, and they'll see him face to face when they die. And then, our Lord himself, the living, eternal Word of God. Now, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, wherever you want to put that beginning, the Word already was. And now he's here among us as a man. And this is what he says. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. So we say, well, why does he keep us waiting? You know, why do we ask and ask and ask, and nothing seems to happen. Why? Because he loves us too much to be used. He's not the great big source of making me happy. He's God. And the greatest joy I can have is knowing him. I always have this image of I'm holding an ice cream cone, and the little kid comes along, reaches up, grab the ice cream and go. And I hold it. So he has to look at me. I'm just not the infinite source of ice cream. You know, I'm a human being. Well, the Father is God. But the courage, we can ask and we can ask and we can ask. And if he keeps us waiting, it's why? So that in all the asking, we get to know him. That's why. But he doesn't say, well, you know, if you get tired, well, you can quit. That's all right. He never says that. In fact, he tells us the opposite. You see, which one of you, you know, if his son asked for some bread, you know, would give him a rock? Here, try this. If he asked for, you know, an egg, give him a snake. You got all those eggs over there at your place, you know. Give him a snake. No. And if you who are wicked, he doesn't say we're great, you know, you who are wicked know how to give good gifts, how much more your Heavenly Father who loves you infinitely more than you love your children will give good gifts to those who ask him. It's a beautiful teaching, isn't it? The Word of God. Ask, ask, ask. There was a famous thinker and poet, Charles Piggy, over in Paris. Died about 19, I don't remember, 30 maybe, 40, in there. His daughter got very sick. And he just started to pray. He prayed night and day. He was weeping and praying. He was on the bus weeping and praying. He just wept and prayed for days, nonstop. And the girl was healed. He took this seriously. You see? Well, has God heard your prayers? No. How many times did you pray? Once. The reason he holds these things, like me with this ice cream cone, is so we'll look at him. That's the treasure. And he will hear our prayers. We've got him, right? Lord, you said this. And I'm going to put my life on it. I'm going to, you know. But like Esther, the answer may be, we got to do something. She had to risk her life to save her people. But he owes it to us because he loves us to answer us. And he promises. This is the living, eternal Word of God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, telling us this. How long do you have to pray? Well, look how long Monica prayed. But it made her a saint. So in all our situations right now, and all the ones in the nation, and all the presidential stuff and all the rest, pray. The Lord has sent Mary, the Mother of God. I don't know, I suppose I should try to get it, look it up on Google or someplace. How many authenticated apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary have there been in the last 50 years? And what does she say every time she comes? Pray. Pray that the course that the world is on be changed by God. Your job is to pray. And if there's any more I want of you, if you're praying, I can tell you.